Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow will have their first playoff game of the year. They will take on the Houston Texans. It is a 3:30 kickoff. We're going to have that game for you tomorrow. We've got Billiken's basketball right ahead of it, and then it is the Kansas City Chiefs. That will be tomorrow, of course. We are the home of Chiefs football all the way through until you get to the Super Bowl. But we are with you, and so is Danan Hughes, who is with us. He is the Chiefs radio analyst. You'll hear him tomorrow on KMOX, and former wide receiver. He's getting ready for playoff football as well. How's it going, Danan?
What's going on, guys? It's been an anticipated weekend for sure. I was talking with some people. I'm here at a MLK Day celebration luncheon here in Kansas City for Metropolitan Community College, and a lot of fundraising going on here, but obviously a lot of Chiefs fans, and talked about the when you get to the point of the week where the excitement and the angst almost like it's a high level of excitement early in the week, and then it's like, let's hurry up and get this game over with so we can get to the AFC Championship type of feeling, and the angst is there now. So I feel like it's leveling out as we get closer to kickoff. I think you'll have some more anxious people that are just ready for the kickoff to get started and hopefully for the game to go our way.
What about from the player's perspective, especially someone like Patrick Mahomes, who hasn't played since Christmas Day, or Travis Kelce, who sat out their last game and then the bye week? It's been a while since you've played. You're excited for this game. What are they feeling?
Yeah. I'm sure they are feeling the excitement. They are ready. I mean, when you are a player, you are conditioned to play. There's this notion that players want to sit out, that they want to, you relish the bye when everybody gets to sit out. But there's a difference between sitting out a game when you know all your buddies are going out there battling versus everyone sitting out because you earned a bye. So I have to believe, I know from my experience in that locker room, like, you're just ready to play. Like, this has probably been the longest 2 weeks for the Chiefs team, because they're watching other teams play and they just know that their goal, in order to get to their goal, they have to get through these games, and they can't get here quick enough. So the players are in that mindset. This is unique territory as well when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and his rest. He will have rested for 24 days, and as a starting quarterback, it hasn't been since 1993 when Warren Moon did it with the Houston Oilers that a quarterback sat longer than 22 days. Warren Moon did it 22 days between starts and playoffs, and Patrick Mahomes will be on his 24th day. So people are wondering about the rust and the rest. I don't think that's going to be a factor. When you play the gauntlet of schedule that the Chiefs have played this season, I feel like it was just warranted rest.
Yeah, and I think getting healthy is probably a team's number one goal going into the postseason, is just make sure everybody is as healthy as they can possibly be. So, and you also did not want to get him hurt in a game that didn't matter. So sitting him makes a whole lot of sense. How quickly does it, or how fast of an adjustment period is there when you get back to game speed? So you haven't played in over 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your first snap. Is that all it takes? You just get that first snap and you're good to go?
Pretty much. It's not like, you know, he's taken off a month after being injured and sitting out games here and there and has had to rehab. He's practiced every day. He goes through the pregame routine even when he wasn't playing in that last game. So, like, I think most general fans don't realize that taking off of the 3.5 hours of game does not directly correlate to any rust. It'll take maybe the first hit that he takes to get his blood going again, but Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate competitor. He's the ultimate professional. He's been down this road before. He's 6-0 in the divisional round in the playoffs. He's played his best football, 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions in this round throughout his career. So, and on several occasions, we had the bye, and we're able to move into this round easily at home. So this is not unfamiliar to him. He's preparing for history, and I think that's where their mindset has been all season long.
With the Houston Texans, what are you most concerned about, or what do you think the Chiefs should focus most on regarding the Texans and their arsenal of weapons?
Well, they just announced that Joe Tooney is going to start at tackle, who he fared very well against this Houston Texans team back on December 21st. We just played them back in Week 16, so it's not like they're unfamiliar. They have a feverish, devastating pass rush with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., and they will come after the quarterback. Now, they weren't very successful against us back at that pre-Christmas game, but they played extremely well last week against the Chargers, forcing four interceptions and just were heat-seeking missiles around Justin Herbert's legs all game long, disrupting the game. I feel like their key is to come out and try to withhold us early in the game, withstand the storm. The Chiefs fans are going to be rabid. It's going to be cold. And we got to come out and throw some haymakers early and let them know who we are. But they get paid, too. And they have a goal, too. And we've been in that position where we've had to climb through on the road, like last year, and play difficult teams in difficult environments and come out with wins. So the number one thing that jumps out to me is their defense. They played extremely well. They were the reason why they were able to beat the Chargers in the wild card round. And they're going to try to bring that defense in here and quiet us down.
So C.J. Stroud, their quarterback, the Houston Texans quarterback, had a really, really good rookie season. This season hasn't been quite as good, but still pretty good. How do you look at what he's done in year two?
I think he's done a solid job. I mean, it's one thing when you're a rookie, we always used to say, you don't know what you don't know. You just come out and play. And sometimes you can play more relaxed, and it depends on what kind of demeanor you have, what kind of mindset you have. You can play better as a rookie because you don't really know what you're in store for. You're just learning this game in the NFL. Then the sophomore year comes, and like people say, the sophomore slump, the sophomore jinx can be a factor because now you start to get some of the knowledge that you absorbed as a rookie, and you're trying to implement that but still have the playmaking ability and try to utilize the success you had as a rookie as well. And sometimes you can get what they say is paralysis by analysis. You start overthinking things and not being the athlete that you are. So I give him credit that even though statistically he wasn't better this year than he was last year, he had some injuries. Nico Collins was out. Tank Dell is obviously out. He's had a gauntlet of injuries that he's had to deal with, but they still won the AFC South. They still got to the playoffs. He still won a second playoff game. And the same four teams that were in this round last year are back in this round this year, and the Houston Texans are one of them. So I feel like he has confidence. You can expect him to use his legs a little bit more tomorrow because that's how he got some success and he got into the flow of the game last week against the Chargers. So he's going to throw the ball around a lot. There's a question as to whether Joe Mixon will be healthy and able to play. So expect C.J. Stroud to put the weight on his shoulders to try to beat head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, Danan, before your games in your career, did you have any superstitions or at least routines to which you had to adhere?
Oh, my gosh. do we have another 45 minutes?
Sure.
On this show?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I was extremely superstitious.
Really?
Now, you guys know I have a baseball background. So baseball players are notorious to be superstitious. So I carried a lot of that over into my career. I got away from it later in my career. I kind of changed my mindset, changed my life around, and just got focused on the business. But you're talking about, like, I walked away from the training room because the trainer would tape my left ankle first before my right ankle.
Oh.
And he just touched my right foot, and I got up and walked out.
Dude.
And I started everything over.
Wow.
I had to wear my left sock first. shirts, the same undershirts, the same pregame meal, which was Wendy's back then.
Really?
So I wasn't very healthy.
Oh, I love it.
It was ridiculous. It was I tell you, it was tougher to handle all the superstitions than it was to actually play in the game. Like, I was relieved
yeah.
when the kickoff started because I was way too focused on all those ancillary things. So, yeah, we can go on and on.
All right.
If you ever get a lull in your show,
yeah.
and you want to hear about all of those superstitions, just give me a call back.
We just have 3 hours of lull.
Or just lull. Right. We need to have you on to talk about these superstitions. And, did you get a Frosty at Wendy's?
No, get a Frosty. I didn't want to have that on my stomach.
That's
that would be,
dairy.
That would be ugly.
Right.
A bad hit. Chicken sandwich, number 4, plain chicken sandwich, large fry. That's it.
All right, did any of this work?
We didn't win a Super Bowl, so I guess ultimately it didn't work. But
all right.
I won a lot of football games, made some big plays. So I was content with it. But,
yeah.
I mean, imagine if I'd have won a Super Bowl, I'd probably still be eating that. I'd be 500 pounds.
So see, it's a blessing in disguise. A great career,
yeah.
but...
All right. Well, we should check in with you because we think that we... Well, we thought the reason that we didn't catch up with you earlier was that we may have gotten you into trouble at home.
Yeah.
Did we?
Oh, no.
All right, good.
Oh, I did come up with, find that play. It said, healthy husband, healthy home. So that's the counter to happy wife, happy life. Healthy husband, healthy home. So,
I like it.
There you go. I did find it. I did some homework. Fortunately, she didn't hear the broadcast last week. And so we still have a healthy and happy house right now.
All right, good.
Good.
You better make sure she doesn't get the Odyssey app because she'll find that interview and you will be in trouble.
I was like, Ronj, this is not good. Danon, his wife is not letting him join our show anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I come on the show next week and I sound like I got like. Marbles in my mouth, then you know there might be a few chicklets missing.
Oh. All right, well, we hope she doesn't do that to you. Be careful out there.
All right, thanks.
Chiefs.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
That is Danon Hughes, former receiver and current radio analyst, along with Mitch Holthus. He will have the call of the Chiefs and Texans tomorrow. The kickoff is at 3:30. We will be hitting that game after the Billikens get done. They play right before that. So lots of sports tomorrow. Lots of sports over the weekend because of the winter warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're itching to get your Cardinals fix, this is the time to do it all weekend long. And then, of course, football we've got. And then Monday, we should remind you that we are no longer going to be at Ballpark Village. We thought we were going to be, but the inauguration broadcast is different than we thought. So that gets started at 10 o'clock. Donald Trump's inauguration starts at 10. That's where the coverage starts here on KMOX. Prior to that, at 9, from 9 until 10, Tom Ackerman will be live from our little KMOX setup at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. So stop by, say hello to him. Amy and I will get started at 12 on Monday. All right. Those are your weekend plans.
That's it.
Those are your Monday plans. You're set.
It's going to be a party on Monday. We're doing a celebratory hour to celebrate winter warm-up, MLK Day, inauguration, and championship football.
Yeah.
All on Monday.
Notre Dame, Ohio State. Monday night.
Wow. You got to wear your Notre Dame hat.
I am. I am bandwagoning like you wouldn't believe.
Love it. You deserve it. You're a Bears fan. You need some hope.
Yeah, the Bears. So I'm hearing that the Bears want to interview Marcus Freeman,
yeah.
Notre Dame's coach. I'm also hearing that he wants nothing to do with it. I don't know how true that is. But can you imagine just your team sucks so bad that nobody wants to coach it.
Yep.
Ah, God. I don't know. What a mess. All right. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ronji. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app anytime. Listen to the show. Listen to the podcast. All of it's there. Don't forget that you can listen to the station live and the podcasts. If you have, like, Alexa at home, say, hey, Alexa, play the Chris and Amy show, and she'll do it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's the miracle of technology.
Chris and Amy on KMOX.